Now joining us on the phone line is the Falcons' second-round pick, Mr. Deion Jones. Deion, how does it feel to finally get that call and now you're an Atlanta Falcon?
Oh, man, it's great. Oh, man. There's a lot of, you know, stress taking off your shoulders, and it's enjoyable when your family's there and you have a great support system.
That's awesome. Did you have any idea that the Falcons were going to take you here in the second round? You had any idea that they were pretty high on the board?
No, sir, I didn't.
That's awesome, man. Explain to the Falcons fans who maybe not real familiar with your play about what type of player you are and what you're going to bring to this Atlanta Falcons organization.
Oh, man, I'm a really passionate player. I mean, I love the game. I'm a big-time competitor, and I'm going to give them everything I have on the field.
What drives a guy like Deion Jones to go out and be the productive player that he was this past season for your LSU Tigers? What motivates you on a daily basis?
The first 3 years of LSU not playing as much as I wanted to, and me doubting myself at one point, and me pretty much telling myself that, you know, I'll never feel that way again. So I have a lot to prove to myself.
Awesome. Yeah, you talked about not playing your first 3 years. A lot of people talked about him only having 1 year starting and maybe that holding back. But you were defensive team captain. Talk about that and what that means for you to be defensive team captain in your 1 year plan and what that speaks about yourself and how you come out.
I'm the leader. A lot of guys see me as a leader on the team, and I appreciate them for, you know, nominating me in that position. I knew with that responsibility that I have to come and show up every week ready to work.
A big word that Coach Quinn likes to use, especially for his defense and players that they're evaluating, is versatility. And watching your film, seeing you play, you have that versatility. Talk about that. Is that one of the strengths that you feel is the reason why the Atlanta Falcons chose you here in the second round?
Yes, I do.
Talk about some of the physical attributes that you feel that you bring to a defense that's looking for guys like yourself to really excel and help this defense get better.
I'm fast, physical, and I really have a passion for the game, and I really want to grow in knowledge and you know, and for me to be a better player.
You played in one of the top conferences in college football. Do you think the SEC has really prepared you for this next level, and how you think your game translates from the SEC onto the professional level?
Well, I think the SEC did prepare me for the next level, being that it's a real physical conference. We go against big guys every day, big guys every week on Saturdays, and you know, there's a lot of guys, a lot of physical football, and guys love to get after
it. You talked about that chip on your shoulder, and I think you put out a tweet that said, make them regret every second they slept. Talk about that tweet and that passion that you have, and it sounds like you're ready to go right now.
Yeah, I'm really ready to go. It was like after a workout, I was really, you know, feeling some type of way, I guess. And that's how I came out.
Nothing wrong with that. Now, the Falcons fans they want to get to know you a little bit. And we got a little bit to say your nickname is Debo. Explain to everybody how you got the nickname Debo.
It's my dad's two favorite football players put together, Deion Sanders, who I'm named after, and Bo Jackson.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. Well, congratulations for being drafted. I know it's a dream come true. The Falcons fans are really excited about it and looking forward to you being here, man. So enjoy it right now with your family, but congratulations, and we look forward to seeing you here in Flowery Branch as Atlanta Falcon.
Okay, appreciate it.
All right, man. Thanks, Deion.